USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking to reporters after all the charges against him were dropped, the Empire actor said he has been truthful and consistent with everything from day one. Former D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams on the charges being dropped.
What I have gleaned from this is that Chicago the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here. The issues were all centered around two Nigerian brothers.
Top Democrats in the House are pushing to see the full report of the investigation into Russian interference into the 2016 presidential election. Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway, says it is time for everyone to just move on.
There's no collusion. This was a hoax and a witch hunt from the beginning. And I have to say, as the campaign manager for the winning part of the campaign, I resent completely folks insinuating that some of us would cheat or steal or lie.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk help nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's ready to announce further action in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. He added that he'll do whatever is necessary to defend his people. Last night, Israeli jets bombed targets in Gaza and militants fired rockets into Israel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announces international action against abortion. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
This is decent. This is right. And I'm proud to serve an administration that protects the least amongst us.
Secretary Mike Pompeo says U.S. taxpayer dollars should not be used to support abortion services around the world. So the government will seek to withhold contributions to any organization that actively promotes abortion as a method of family planning.
This administration and this State Department and our USAID will do all we can to safeguard U.S. taxpayer dollars and protect and respect the sanctity of life.
Pompeo condemning what he referred to as the global abortion industry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Republican Congressman Mark Green of Tennessee has called on House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff to resign from his position amid the conclusion of Robert Mueller's investigation of President Trump and his administration. Green explains on Fox News why he wants a California Democrat, Schiff, to resign.
Well, I think Adam Schiff should step down as the chairman of the House Intel Committee. I mean, many, many times he mentioned that there was this credible evidence that he had seen and that he had verified. And after a two-year lengthy investigation by a very respected, prosecutor, we have no evidence of collusion. In fact, probably the only collusion has been between the liberal media and the DNC to throw the 2020 election. Very clearly, there was no collusion. Adam Schiff has been talking about evidence. He's the chairman of House Intel. His policies on evidence before his committee, I mean, this is ridiculous. He needs to step down. I mean, it's bad. We don't need a conspiracy theorist running our House Intel committee.
The congressman continues with a message for Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi.
Our speaker needs to step up. This is about the credibility of the United States House of Representatives, the credibility of the House Intel Committee. Hopefully she'll do it, but they haven't acted that way so far in this session of Congress.
Please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.